You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, it's going to start with the supply of our water. The Lesotho Highlands Water Project was necessary to secure water for the northern provinces of our country. It is now 6 years delayed, and it's projected only to come online in 2029 if all goes well. And judging by the manner in which this entire project has been handled, there's very little confidence South African people can have that even that is going to take place. There is a massive need to address the capacity shortage in the Department of Water and Sanitation, with over 100 vacancies of senior managers and engineers in the department that are essential to the project management of this process. And their absence is telling when you look at how this project is receiving more and more delays. There's got to be an expansion of our water network to deal with the increasing demand. We need wider bore pipes that supply more water rather than just forcing more pressure down the pipes. There's got to be leak detection systems to ensure that when there are leaks, there are solutions. And let's be clear, there has to be a municipal solution, because everything you do at a Rand Water level is not going to help as long as you have municipalities in this country losing between 45 and 55% of our water through their failure to renew the aging pipes. This is vital that this is being addressed. There needs to be a comprehensive solution that covers all the way from Rand Water to the municipal level.
Now, Gauteng in particular faces a water and sanitation crisis as the infrastructure collapse looms. So what immediate plans are needed here in the interim to address those challenges, and how should we clear the infrastructure renewal backlog?
Well, there's got to be a variety of solutions. It's critical that there is stable electricity supply to ensure that the reservoirs do not continue to run dry. But municipalities have to invest in renewing their aging pipes. We have pipes in cities like Johannesburg that are over 100 years old. And the renewing of those pipes is critical to ensure that we do not continue to lose that kind of percentage of water. There also has to be the protection of our water and the prevention of groundwater contamination that we've seen all over our country. And we need to drive down water demand. We saw from the city of Cape Town how important it was to bring people to be aware of the crisis and to change their habits in such a manner that they can reduce demand and can manage this period of time effectively until the Lesotho Highlands project comes online. But there's a misnomer that I think we need to deal with, and that is that water is no longer a problem just in Gauteng or anywhere else. Across our country, there are places that have not had a stable supply of water for as long as 10 years. If you look at places like Makana Municipality in the Eastern Cape or the south coast of KZN, these are communities that have not known stable supply of water for nearly 10 years. And this is a crisis that's going to grow unless there's decisive political leadership.
Well, good luck with your presentation today to Rand Water. But lastly, on a separate note, how do you as Action SA feel about the Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, who says that once the white paper on citizenship, immigration and refugee protection has been signed into law, that it will discourage economic immigrants from entering South Africa, those pretending to be asylum seekers?
We treat it with the disdain it deserves. More paper is not going to solve the immigration crisis that has been fostered by Dr. Motsoaledi's government. It's going to require that we implement the existing laws of our country, many of which are more than suitable to address the crisis in South Africa. But more laws is not going to change the fact that for all intents and purposes, we have no borders in our country because of the failure of our government to ensure that people pass through legitimate points of entry and that we determine how goods and people enter and leave our country. And at the end of the day, until that crisis is addressed, more legislation is not going to solve the problem.
Thank you so much for your thoughts. That was Action SA National Chairperson Michael Beaumont.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM. leading the conversation.